Pac LM with a region final victory, 63-34 over Carol Kemper. And Coach Mask, congrats on the win, another state berth, and your team just flat out took it to Kemper from really the beginning of this game.
We knew we, you know, first off, I want to just say that we played Kemper the last 2 years, and this team has improved immensely from last year. They gave us a game last year. They came out and played hard tonight. I thought our seniors were the difference in the tempo that we got. But this is a young crew that I think they're going to be really good next year. I think they're going to be chomping at the bit to get better. And I just, you know, give a quick shout out to them because I thought they played a really hard game tonight.
Well, what about your defense giving up only 13 points in the first half?
Well, you know, that was one of the things that we had even heard this week was, you know, their height was going to get to us. It was going to bother us. But, you know, I thought we had a great game plan. We knew exactly how we wanted to play each big. Our Olivia and Peyton and then Grace, when they got breaks, came in. All three of them guarded the posts just phenomenally. Really got them out of sync early. And then we were able to close out on the three ball, make it a contested three. They couldn't find anything early, and we were able to really just jump out at them. And then I thought that our tempo, you know, we really pushed at them hard. I think we had 41 points in the first half. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that was just a testament of the drive that these kids have. They knew what they had to do. They were, you know, Wednesday, I thought we were a little bit off. We weren't quite ourselves Wednesday night, but we were dialed in, ready to play tonight.
That you were, and the celebration is on. You know what you have to do, Robert. Round up those girls. Send them up here. Thanks a lot for the time.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, Coach. Yep. As a 63-34 victory for Pac LM over Carol Kemper, as we'll get several players stopping by. Ellie Ruffridge looks like she is going to be first, and we'll have several more to follow as Pac LM is now 24-1 on the season. A hug between Ellie and Coach, and here she is, the legendary Ellie Ruffridge, leading her team to another state tournament appearance, the all-time state leading scorer, but I'm sure three consecutive state tournaments now, Ellie, sounds even better to you.
Oh, yeah. It's what we've wanted since we were freshmen, to go to state every year, but freshman year we came a little bit short. This is unbelievable. Such an just incredible feeling to have, you know. We can't wait to be back there playing.
How about you getting three threes to start your team off here tonight? Great way to get the adrenaline flowing.
Yeah, it definitely gave us momentum to come out hitting those threes. But then, you know, right after that, we really, really locked in on defense, and then our offense just continued to flow really, really well.
Yeah, defense was outstanding. And Ellie, I was told, with the 9 assists you had tonight, that ties the all-time state record for dishing out assists, as you now have 793 of those in your career. That's not going to get the headlines that you got last week, but I know you take as much pride in finding the open teammates.
Definitely. I've always said, you know, creating the open shot for my teammates is, it honestly means more to me when I get them an open shot instead of me getting an open shot. It means a lot to a point guard because you know that you worked hard to get your teammate that shot. So it's just a good feeling to have.
How many of those 2,756 pieces of gum do you have left?
I don't know. I think 100 is gone.
100? That's all? Wow.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say most of them are gone and you gave away or something.
Well, wow. Occasionally, it's in my dad's office, uh-huh. And occasionally people will be like, oh, I went into your dad's office during fourth period and took a couple pieces.
All right, so it might take a while to get rid of all those. Ellie Ruffridge, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations. Ellie with 24 points here tonight, and here comes, come on, Olivia, let's get you on next, one of her senior mates. Olivia Ollers joining us at 4 points here tonight. Olivia, talk about the defensive effort. You, one of the post players, and the job that you sought to do on their bigs here tonight. Coach complimented that in the post game. And how did you feel about how that went?
I thought it went pretty good. We just had to pay attention to what their main moves were. Like the girl I was guarding, she only went left, so that's what I focused on the most.
Adams.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then Peyton took care of the other girl who did a little of both, and we got it done.
Yes, you did. So stepping into the starting lineup this year, What's that been like for you? You saw time off the bench in years past, but was it intimidating at all to start coming into the season, joining these other four players who have been doing it for Pokia did last year and stepping in yourself? What was your mindset as far as that goes?
It was a little intimidating, but once I got a couple games under my belt and I got a little more confidence, it felt a lot better, and it just feels like it's always been this way.
Settled right in pretty quick. What's it been like here on the floor after the game? Plenty of hugs and high fives,
yeah.
I'm sure.
Very exciting and a lot of love going around.
What does this mean for you as a senior to be going to Des Moines, have another shot at a state title?
It feels amazing. I just love being a bigger part of it now that I'm a starter and more involved, and it just feels incredible.
Yeah, can you imagine? Now your name is going to be announced to start the game at Wells Fargo Arena, in all likelihood, the way it's gone this season. Nothing's going to change come Des Moines,
yeah.
So that's going to be an exciting time for you and the team. Olivia Ahlers, thanks a lot. Great job tonight as Pokie wins 63-34. Let's hand it off to Grace Meyer, and Grace helping out as she always does inside with the post players. And how did it go for you guarding inside tonight?
We really practiced and prepared well, and we knew each of their moves and what they were really good at, so we tried to take away their main moves.
Mm-hmm. You did, and you did it to perfection. Now, I want to ask you about guarding the inbounds, as you have so well for so long. You broke up at least another one here tonight. Is there a secret to doing that so well, just quickness and good instincts? Does that really make the difference in that regard, and being able to do that as well as you do?
Yeah, I look at their eyes and try to see where they're leaning towards, and that's how I do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, you do it very well again. So,
thank you.
How about celebrating on the floor? You're kind of getting used to this, but even winning a region final, I'm sure, never gets old.
No, it means a lot to me and the team, because we've worked hard all season and throughout our whole high school careers to get this far, and it just means a lot to all of us.
And getting this far with your twin sister Faith with you throughout, and getting to play with Rose for 2 years and doing it with family, that's got to be all the more rewarding for yourself.
Yeah, it makes us really close, because then we can talk about like how to help each other on the floor, and we can really help pick each other up a lot more than like other people can, because we have that relationship already. It's just been a lot of fun to play with Faith and with Rose in the past.
All right, got a week and a half, or a little over a week now until state. You'll do what you need to do. Get ready for your first round opponent. Grace,
yep.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Way to go. We got a couple more up here ready to go, and Peyton Gerlett is going to come on next. So, Peyton, you joined this great group last year, made it to state for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
What does it feel like now the second time around stamping your ticket to Des Moines?
Yeah, it's still really exciting, but by also being excited, I'm also really focused, because we have the end in mind and we really want to get our second championship again.
Ellie hit you a couple of times, I think, in transition down
mm-hmm.
court, picture-perfect passes.
Mm-hmm.
Do you practice that often? I mean, right on target with those passes, you down court and finishing on the other side. I mean, has your chemistry grown that well just in the last 2 years that she knows where you're going to be, and it works out that way?
Yeah, I mean, we always practice layups in practice, and we just are always conditioned to be able to do those really quick transitions. But I don't know, Ellie's and I's chemistry is also really good in these last 2 years, so that also has something to do with it, too.
Was there a lesson to be taken from the last round game, which proved to be a little more interesting than a lot of us thought? Three-point game at the end of the third quarter. But you took care of business when all was said and done against Roland Story. What did you take away from that game heading into tonight?
Just that we can't take anyone for granted. Everyone is going to work hard against us, and we also have to be ready to play anyone, because anything can happen. We just have to do what we do and work hard.
Well, you'll be playing someone. We'll find out who for sure later on tonight on February 28th. Peyton Gerlett, thank you.
Great job.
Thank you. And we've got one more to come. Faith Meyer. Faith, I was asking Grace, so what's this mean for you, especially doing it with your sister, and Rose was with you the first 2 years as well, to do this side by side with family a part of it? What does that mean to you?
It means a lot, because this is something I'll always have with her, and it'll never go away.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, all the success, even in volleyball, you've had good seasons, going to state cross country, winning a title there and doing well, and now 3 years in a row for state basketball. Have you been able to soak all this in yet and realize just how fortunate you and your teammates have been to accomplish all that you've accomplished in athletics?
We're all very thankful for everything we've accomplished. We've always worked hard together, and we've always wanted to be as successful as we could. So that's always been like a big motivation. So it hasn't really like fully sunk in, but we have thought
about it. What did you think about the start of this game? A four straight three-pointers to start the team off on what proved to be a flurry of those from downtown, and great way to get you jump started.
Yeah, it was really nice to have some early shots to get the tempo going and keep moving.
Well, this is three straight years now for yourself and your senior classmates to go to state. I'm sure they're all special in their own right, but does it mean any more doing it as a senior, your last go around with the program?
It does mean a little bit more because it's my last year here, and I want to prove to everybody, like, we've worked hard for this for so long, and I really want to, like, represent our school very well.
Yeah, you won the title last year, so there's not the pressure, at least, of not having that under your belt, but knowing you guys, I think maybe the slate gets wiped clean, and you want it just as bad this year, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you're going to go after it. Starting 2 weeks from Tuesday, Faith Meyer, thanks for joining us. Go
Thank
celebrate
you.
Some more.